Teach us to pray. The disciples said this to the Lord in the Gospel of Luke. And the Lord responded, When you pray, say, Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. The first two words of the prayer the Lord gave us, Our Father, carry in them a meaning that is part of everything that follows in the Lord's Prayer. The Lord teaches us in the Arcana, in this prayer, all things follow on in such a series that they constitute, as it were, a column that grows larger and larger from top to bottom, in the interiors of which are the things which precede in the series. What is first therein is inmost, and what succeeds in order adds itself to the inmost successively, and thus grows. That which is inmost reigns universally in those things which are round about, that is, in each and all things. For from this is that which is essential to the existence of all things. Looking at the Lord's Prayer as this passage suggests, we see it begins with the single point of the Lord as our Father. And the rest of the prayer expands and descends from this very point. It is the inmost and primary truth of the Lord's Prayer, that He is our Father. Everything that follows in the prayer adds more truths to this truth and descends from this truth. And the first addition to the foundational truth of the Lord as our Father is the idea that He is not an earthly, natural Father, but a heavenly, spiritual Father. Our Father, who art in the heavens. Thus, in the first two phrases of the Lord's Prayer, we are given the idea of the Lord as our Heavenly Father. And everything in the Lord's Prayer then relates to this idea of the Lord as our Heavenly Father. Then we see that it is our Heavenly Father's whose name which is holy, that it is everything about Him which is holy. We see that our Heavenly Father's kingdom will descend and our Heavenly Father's will be done here on earth just as in heaven. We see that our Heavenly Father will give us spiritual bread every day and that He will forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, not leading us into temptation, but delivering us from evil. And finally, we see that the kingdom and the power and the glory of our Heavenly Father are forever. When we keep the words, Our Father who art in the heavens, in mind as we say the prayer, it will help us see that each of these subsequent phrases in the Lord's Prayer relate to the divine human form of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as the use of the word Father in the fourth commandment regarding honoring one's parents means in the celestial sense honoring our Lord God, Jesus Christ, Himself. When we look at the Lord's Prayer this way, we can see the prayer as being all about the Lord and all about what He does for us from His divine love. He is our Heavenly Father, whose very name is holy, whose kingdom of divine love in the form of divine wisdom will govern those who follow Him. He provides all that we need for spiritual life. He can save us from evil. He is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Saying the prayer this way with these ideas in mind in each phrase helps us see most of all that God is one and that He is the Lord. It helps us see exactly what He taught about Himself when He was on earth. In the Gospel of John, the Lord said that He and the Father are one, that all things belonging to the Father are His, and that He is in the Father, and the Father in Him. And in the Gospel of Luke, he explained that he who has seen me has seen the Father. Understanding this about the Lord affects everything else that we know. In the heavenly doctrine, we learn that a concept of the Lord pervades all other doctrinal concepts. And even more broadly, the Lord teaches that the most general universal, by virtue of which all things are held together, is the Lord Himself. And that which holds together is the divine truth proceeding from Him. The Lord's Prayer begins with the teaching on who He is, because as the Lord teaches in true Christian religion, on the right idea of God, the whole body of theology hangs, like a chain, on its first link. And this is also why children in heaven are taught who the Lord is from a very early age. In heaven, the Lord ensures that what reigns in the minds of little ones is the truth around which all other truth fits. In the work Heaven and Hell, the Lord teaches us that little children are all initiated into the acknowledgement and belief that the Lord is their Father, and afterwards, that He is the Lord of all, thus the God of heaven and earth. Now, here on earth, because of these truths that the Lord has provided in His second coming, as children and adults alike, we can grow into this same understanding through the Lord's Prayer. And in fact, we can even see that growing into this understanding is one of the key uses of saying the Lord's Prayer. The Lord teaches us in the work Invitation to the New Church that the whole of the Lord's Prayer from beginning to end has respect to this time. That is, to the time when God, the Father, will be worshipped in human form. And worshipping the Lord in the human form as He is presented in His prayer includes the holiest act of worship, Holy Supper. God the Father in the human form is who we are approaching in the Holy Supper. This idea at the center of the Lord's Prayer, the Lord as divine and human, is also fundamental to a true understanding and full participation in the act of taking the Holy Supper. In this act, the Lord is wholly present, and present the only way possible, both as to His divine and as to His human. As the Lord explains in true Christian religion, the divine can no more be separated from His human than the soul can be separated from the body. So when it is said that the Lord, in respect to His human, is wholly present in the Holy Supper, it follows that His divine, from which was the human, is there along with it. Since then His flesh signifies the divine good of His love, and His blood, the divine truth of His wisdom, it is clear that the whole of the Lord is omnipresent in the Holy Supper, in respect both to His divine and to His glorified human. Consequently, that the Holy Supper is a spiritual eating. Our Heavenly Father offers the bread of His love and the wine of His wisdom in His Holy Supper. It is an act in which we can receive spiritual sustenance from the Lord. And as the Lord said in the Gospel of John, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. Holy Supper is a sacrament where we can approach the Lord as our Heavenly Father by living out His prayer in the physical act of receiving His bread. And it is a step toward the establishment of the new church on earth. As the Lord teaches us in true Christian, the Lord is establishing alone, and that thus everything which to end will be Jesus Christ our Lord.